Well, big news for our listeners in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra. You will be treated later this afternoon on the station to the return of what I think is one of the best radio programs, one of the most underrated radio programs, one of the, some would say, one of the funniest radio programs ever to make it on air, The Two Murrays. The Two Murrays return to the radio this afternoon on 2GB and 4BC and network stations. And I'm pleased to say both the Murrays are with me this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hammer. Great to be with you, my friend. Buzzer, how are you going?
I'm very well, early, but I'm up and ready for today's program.
Where did they drag you to from?
I tried retirement. It was dreadful. It's just boring. I mean, it's really, really dull. And I'm sitting around home all day getting yelled at by my wife. She says, go and get a job. You haven't cleaned the windows. Pick up the dog's poo. Take him for a walk. I mean, I'm just getting yelled at. I'd much rather be working with old Muzza.
And Muzz, you've been, obviously, you have a day job that many of our listeners know. You run the Sydney Royal Easter Show. Sadly, there wasn't a Sydney Royal Easter Show this year, so I guess you've been bored.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're in the same situation as everybody else in regards to COVID, and we've been on, you know, JobKeeper for quite some time, and we've got our fingers crossed that we'll be able to proceed with the show next year. We're planning at the moment for a 12-day restricted show under the COVID-safe guidelines. So that's all ticking away in the background. But getting back on air with Muzz, and especially on the weekends, is just going to be an absolute treat. It really is, because it's probably one of the most memorable moments I've ever had in radio.
Which one of you controls the dump button?
My job. I've been told by management that's my job.
Very wise, Murray. Now, I think one of the unique things about your program and one of the entertaining things is the fact that you two don't agree on many topics. It appears that, for instance, politically, you're both opposed.
Well, yes. Clearly. I mean, he is. Yes. I mean, honestly, I mean, he makes Genghis Khan look like a raving lefty. He does. And I'm just of a naturally left persuasion. I'm just bent to the left and he's dead set to the right. But we don't. We agree about a bugger all. We agree about. I mean, it's just a fact of life. I love sport. Yep. He hates it. I love golf. He's lukewarm. I love all sorts of music. He says nah.
He likes. I like Trump. You don't like Trump, do you?
I mean, Trump's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he's been bad for the world.
I'm looking forward to this afternoon already.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you really?
You know what I'm looking forward to? Honestly, and that's something that I've often thought about this over the, you know, all the years we've been in radio, and you guys have had a lot of years as well. What a privilege to sit your bum down on a chair in a studio, open the mic and talk to people. What a great, great thrill it is.
And I've got to say, at the moment, it really is important because even though parts of our audience now, Melbourne's moved out of lockdown in the last week, but parts of our audience have been for a really tough time this year, obviously. Radio's been wonderful company for our listeners.
And many people, look at bushfires. It's a lifeline. Radio's a lifeline. You mentioned coronavirus. Boy, oh boy. I've got a lot of friends in Melbourne and, you know, phone calls from them saying, you guys up there in New South Wales have got no idea how tough it's been. Really, really tough it's been living under lockdown in Melbourne. I mean, just...
It's a fascinating medium, I think, radio. And you look at all the other ways that people get their news and get all their information, and radio... still reigns supreme because it's a news source for people to get information. But, you know, I think what Buzz and I are going to be able to do is that it's company. We're going to talk about what you chat over the dinner table and down at the pub. And it's going to be conversation, and we want people to call us and be part of it.
Well, we can't wait. You will be on 2GB from 2 o'clock, 4BC from 1 o'clock this afternoon, network stations as well. If you're listening in Melbourne, if you want to take a quick break from Grubby, you can listen on the app as well. The Two Murrays live this afternoon. Thank you, boys.
Best wishes, mate, and fingers crossed for this afternoon.
Murray Olds and Murray Wilton, the Two Murrays, live on 2GB, 4BC and network stations this afternoon.